Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Homelessness is a complex but solvable issue. However, solving it requires genuine community collaboration, not rhetoric or misleading agendas. A dignified and compassionate approach is essential for progress. The recent situation at Barrie's Bursey Park encampment stands out as an example. Media coverage painted a varied and often incomplete picture, leaving many of us with questions about how best to support vulnerable individuals in such circumstances. Upon learning the full story, I felt both proud of the actions taken and disappointed in the narratives that obscured them. Here's what I discovered. The individuals residing in Bursey Park were treated with the same respect and process we might expect in our own neighborhoods. For instance, if I were to create a safety concern, such as having an open fire in my garage or encroaching on a neighbor's property, I'd expect a bylaw officer to notify me, provide a timeline to resolve the issue and follow up as needed. This was precisely the approach taken in this situation. City bylaw officers visited the encampment to inform residents of violations and provided timelines for compliance. Meanwhile, County of Simcoe staff worked to ensure that each individual was offered alternative housing options. Many residents accepted these solutions immediately, while others with more complex needs were met with additional efforts to accommodate them. When officers returned for follow-up, they continued to offer housing solutions to those remaining and issued trespass notices only as a last resort. Once all residents had transitioned to housing, the city remediated the park, removing unsafe materials and restoring it for public use. This process reflects a dignified and humane approach to addressing homelessness. It demonstrates that with understanding, collaboration, and persistence, we can support vulnerable individuals while maintaining community spaces for everyone. Moving forward, we need to build on examples like this. By coordinating efforts among city staff, county resources, nonprofits, and community members, we can address homelessness effectively and compassionately. With the right partnerships and priorities, this crisis is not only manageable, but entirely solvable. Rowley Ramey, Barrie.